Lesson 4, page 39. Reading and talking. That would be perfect.
I once asked my 12 to 14-year-old students to write an essay describing their perfect school, and I was amazed with how much thought they gave to the assignment. Here are a few examples. I wish our classes started later. I find it difficult to stay awake in the first classes. I'm always drowsy. We have learned that at our age, we need lots of sleep. So why do we have to be in school at 7:30? Ryan, 12. I think homework is important, but we have too much of it. We spend almost all day in school, and then when we get home, we still need to do homework. And when we finish, it is time to eat and go to bed. We need time to relax. Mia, 13. The teachers complain that we talk a lot in class, but if we had more time to eat lunch and talk, we wouldn't feel like talking when we go back to the classroom. Besides, we could have indigestion after eating so fast. Hannah, 12. In my perfect school, there would be only 15 students in every class, so that the teachers could give each student individual attention. Thomas, 13. Teachers should always be in a good mood. They should also respect and listen to us. Victoria, 13. I just wish we had more fun in class. When the lesson is boring, nobody pays attention. Doing something is much more interesting than listening about it. And why can't we have real scientists to teach science and real athletes to teach PE? It would be awesome to have swimming classes with an Olympic winner like Michael Phelps. Joshua, 14. In my ideal school, we wouldn't have to wear uniforms. We could choose what to wear. Each person has different tastes and a different body, so it's not logical to wear the same things. Alexandra, 14. In a perfect school, the classrooms would have comfortable seats because we spend hours sitting there, and also large windows to save energy. Clean bathrooms are important too. Nathan, 12.